Well, in The Hunger Games, there's a scene in which Katniss meets her stylist, Cinna, who's responsible for creating her look for the games.
So tonight, they have the tribute parade. I take you out and show you off to the world.
So you're here to make me look pretty?
Here to help you make an impression.
Well, Bristol Eastern High School in Bristol, Connecticut already had their Hunger Games. This was the brainchild of librarian Janet Kenny, who's on the line. And Janet, you know, please tell us that these students did not compete to the death, hunt for food, and spear each other.
No, not at all. I know that was an initial response of some of the teachers, and I said, we're going to have a Hunger Games. Like, what are you going to let them do? No, I said, we're going to try to work in different parts of the curriculum, make it competitive, and make it competitive on many different levels, so it's not just brute strength, because as Katniss was not the strongest one in The Hunger Games, should rely on many other skills.
It sounds like it was sort of like a spring field day on steroids. Just to tick through some of the things they did.
Well, we had a cornucopia where they sort of had to sprint to a very large papier-mâché cornucopia full of backpacks with random supplies. We had slingshots. They were assigned to make one tribute, received one in the cornucopia, use it for target practice. We got to shoot at President Snow's head, and that kicked off our trivia contest. We had a fashion show for the artistic end, since we've become fascinated with what we've seen in the movie about images from the Capitol.
Well, yeah, I mean, in some of the pictures we've seen, and even in the imagination when you're reading the book, I mean, you've got the people who live in the districts who are, you know, coal miners, but in the Capitol you've got people who look like Dr. Seuss characters.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like a big school project. Just a couple questions for you. We know the author, Suzanne Collins, has said one of the intents of the book is to underscore, you know, that what it's like when you send young people off to war. You know, did it get people thinking about that? Was it just games for them, or did it get them thinking about that idea of you're drafted to go fight to the death?
It was more the fun and games. I mean, they've certainly all read the book, and they're very passionate about the book. So I thought this would be an interesting way to sort of express that and let that out, and to share it with the whole school in a way that maybe would make the other students want to read it.
Yeah. How would you sum up this passion behind it?
I think it's the characters. I've tried for years since the books have been out to try to tell people, you know, oh, you should read this book. I'm like, where these teenagers have to kill each other. And people are like, oh, I don't want to read that. But there's so much more to it. And it's more about the emotions of Katniss and the feelings she has of protectiveness and taking care of her family. And I think everybody can relate to that.
Well, appropriately, it seems, we understand you crowned the winner of the Bristol Eastern High School Hunger Games competition just yesterday. And it was?
A young woman named Chantel.
Yep, an 11th grader.
Yes.
And what does she get?
She received a $25 gift card for movie theater. She received a dozen roses. Earlier throughout the games, the winning contestants usually got some of the nail polish that has been marketed to go with the movies.
And what else do you think she and others got, Janet, by doing this?
I think a real camaraderie and growing together and sort of sharing in a book in a way that they usually share about movies or music or the latest YouTube video. They're all sharing and united over a book, and that, as a librarian, to me, is a fabulous thing to have happen.
Janet Kenny, librarian in Bristol, Connecticut. Janet, thanks so much, and may the odds ever be in your favor.
Thank you.